This is Stories from Lincoln Public Schools, episode 55 for the week of February 24th, 2020. Hello from Lincoln Public Schools, I'm Brian Fitzgerald.
And I'm Jason Keyes. Welcome to Stories from Lincoln Public Schools, our podcast that gives you an inside look at the people, activities, and programs that make LPS the amazing place that it is. Today, we'll listen to the latest episode of Superintendent Spotlight, where Steve Joel and Director of Operations Scott Wieskamp discuss next steps now that the bond issue has passed. But first, let's see what's making news on lps.org. Speaking of the bond issue, there's information on the front page of our website about a public event on Tuesday, February 25th, that will feature a sneak peek into the design of our two new high schools. We also feature the most recent Learning Lunch, which highlighted the We the People program. I encourage you to watch the video of that event, which featured students from East High participating in a sort of condensed version of a We the People competition. Much like the spelling bee a couple weeks ago, listening to these We the People students reference historical court cases off the top of their heads makes me feel like I need to go back to school.
Yeah, that was really impressive the other day, Jason.
And if you missed last week's podcast featuring Jamie Boddicker from the Nuremberger Education Center, you can go to our front page and read a condensed version of that interview. The article also includes a link to the full podcast. And, as always, you can find all of this and so much more on any one of our many social media platforms.
As always, there's so much going on this week. Some of it's going on out of town, so I don't have that here in the calendar. But going on next week is Boys and Girls District Basketball, and that's going on all week. Monday, the 24th at 7 p.m., we have both a jazz band concert at Lincoln Southeast and a band and orchestra concert at Southwest. Tuesday, remember, it's PLC day, so students will be getting out early on the 25th. On Wednesday, the 26th, Southwest is having an all-choir concert at 6:30 p.m. And then Thursday, the 27th, state swimming and diving championships start at the Devaney Center. At 6 p.m., we have the Jungle Book Kids at Everett Elementary. And then a trio of events at 7 p.m. We have Lincoln High Theater presenting The Music Man. North Star Theater is presenting Matilda. And Southeast Orchestra and Leffler Orchestra Concert at Southeast. Just note, Music Man and Matilda will be running for a few days, so you'll want to check our community calendar for more specifics about those events. Friday the 28th, all day, we have UNL Honor Strings and UNO Jazz Festival. So we have students from all of our schools participating in those events. As I said, 7 p.m., we also have Music Man and Matilda continuing to go on. And then different things Saturday and Sunday, but I'll leave that for you on the calendars. And you can check all of those calendars at lps.org/podcast.
Now it's time to listen to the latest episode of Superintendent Spotlight featuring LPS Superintendent Steve Joel and our Director of Operations, Scott Wieskamp.
Good morning, I'm Mindy Burback, Communications Director for Lincoln Public Schools, and welcome to Superintendent Spotlight. This is an opportunity that we get to sit down with Dr. Joel twice a week to talk about some hot topics going on around our district. Welcome, Dr. Joel.
Hi, Mindy.
And also joining us today is a special guest, Scott Wieskamp. He's the Director of Operations for Lincoln Public Schools. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning.
Well, today we have a special show. Last night we heard from our community during our 2020 bond election with over 59,000 ballots cast. 62% of Lincoln voters are in favor of helping us move forward with our updated 10-year facility and infrastructure plan by approving the $290 bond issue. So, Dr. Joel, what did last night's results tell us about our community and the work that went into this process?
Well, first of all, thank you, Lincoln. Thank you for the incredible support that you've shown us once again. And you know, I think what the election results show is that, one, we're trusted, that people really value high-quality educational opportunities for students. They understand that infrastructure is a part of that, and they came out and supported us. You know, the confidence that I continue to hear that people have in Lincoln Public Schools and how they demonstrate that, whether through votes or being volunteers for the things that we need help with, just deeply humbles me. And you know, I can't say enough great things about living in a community that has the highest of expectations for results and outcomes, but is always willing to roll up their sleeves and help us when we ask. And I also want to reflect briefly on our staff. You know, everybody put their lives on hold to make sure that we got this messaged appropriately. And you know, Mindy, you and your team were instrumental in helping us get that out. And, you know, we were received well in everywhere we went. But at the end of the day, people have to make up their own mind, right? And, you know, so with every individual, it's a value judgment. And so, you know, to roundabout way of saying, I think in a pretty clear way, the public said, continue the work that you're doing, and we intend to do that, and we're going to be great stewards of taxpayer resources.
And I really think this is a culmination of all the work that's been going on for the last 2 years, starting with the high school task force, the superintendent's facility advisory committee, and then the board coming together during the work sessions to pare that list of needs down to the $290 million. Scott, what are the next steps? Where do we go from here?
Well, Dr. Jolie actually mentioned it in the last couple of weeks that we're shovel ready on some projects. As you know, we hired the design team and the construction manager for the two high schools this past summer. And so we've been working with that group. We intend to have a grading package out in the next couple of weeks. And so, weather permitting, this spring we'll be grading on the first high school site in Northwest Lincoln. So again, that's probably the main reason why we had the special election. We knew we could save money by starting early. But we have a number of other projects that are going to be released for design. An RFP went out this morning to design teams for 6 additional projects. It'll be in our first phase from the new elementary school in Northeast Lincoln to the indoor air quality improvement project at Park Middle School, additions at Scott and Lux, and some enhancement projects at Lincoln Northeast. And so all those are going out for RFP today. And then we have about 15 other infrastructure projects, from re-roofs to playground improvements to parking lot enhancements, that'll also be starting up this spring. So you're going to see a lot of work going on around the community.
You guys didn't miss any time then. You just got to work right away this morning.
We did not. And, you know, we appreciate the board for being patient with us through the whole process and allowing the process to work, which got us to the 290, as Dr. Joel mentioned. It was hard work to get from the $461 million to the 290. But we still think the list of projects is a great list and will have a huge impact on our facilities throughout the community. So lots of work ahead.
You know, I appreciate Scott mentioning the school board. You know, I want to thank Lincoln for continuing to elect high quality school board members to serve up here. And, you know, when they were presented with that $461 million, I'll be honest with you, as the person who works most directly with them, I didn't know that they were going to be able to narrow that down. I mean, each of them had personal biases with regard to what they'd like to see as priority projects. But under Lanny Boswell's leadership as president and the contributions of the rest of them, they put their biases aside. They knew they wanted to keep it within the existing tax levy. And they said, how can we spread out $290 million to take care of our chronic needs, but also make sure that it's very equitably distributed? And I'm so proud of what they came up with. And oftentimes they're unsung, right? I mean, you know, but they put in a ton of time in meetings and committee meetings and public meetings, and, you know, kudos to them.
And this is National School Board Appreciation Week, and so we need to thank our school board members, because they are unpaid volunteers. They volunteer their time. They don't get paid to be a school board member. That's something they do because they're passionate about our schools.
They are. And, you know, again, in these political times where, you know, as recently as this morning, there's some noise about school spending and, you know, the constant crossfire with yields versus results and what does it cost compared to what should it cost. You know, at the end of the day, this board just believes that 42,000 students deserve the very, very best that they can provide. And we have to do it within limited resources. You know, we say that every single year. But their work is majestic. And I feel so fortunate to get to work with 7 people who, you know, while we don't agree on everything and they don't agree on everything, we all know that. And, you know, at the end of the day, they represent the community, and they represent 42,000 students, not just the ones in their area.
And you brought up a good point. You know, they had to look at that list and pare it down, and they have to be good stewards of taxpayer dollars. They're the accountability, our check and balance of, are we doing what's right for kids and doing it within a reasonable price? And I know it was mentioned last night, you know, with these construction projects, we're pumping money back into the Lincoln economy. Scott, can you address that a little bit?
You know, just based on the schedule that we built right now, which is very aggressive, we assume that we're going to be pushing about $4 to $7 million a month into the economy for the next 5 years. And so we think that's huge. We think that's great for business. We think that's great for Lincoln. We think that's just great for city growth, which Lincoln has been a great community for that. I also want to thank the city because they're the plan that helps us plan. And so the city's been involved in this. Again, as we thank the community, it's just been a team effort to get where we're at today. So we're looking forward to the challenge.
And we do work with a lot of community partners to make this happen. There's a lot of work that goes into it planning-wise, but also the construction and making sure that we are able to meet that aggressive schedule. So when are, I know this is a question we get a lot, when are the first new high schools going to open?
So the first high school in Northwest Lincoln will open in the fall of 2022, and the one in Southeast Lincoln will open a year after in the fall of 2023. The new elementary school in Northeast Lincoln will also open in the fall of 2022. So we're looking forward to getting those moving and moving dirt here this spring.
Sounds good. Well, we have a lot of exciting news to share over the next couple of months. Thank you guys for joining me this evening or this morning, and we will see you again in a couple of weeks.
Thank you, Mindy.
Thank you.
Be sure to catch the next episode of Superintendent Spotlight this Thursday, February 27th. You can watch it live at 10 a.m. on the LPS website or LPS Facebook page, or you can find them both online anytime after.
Thanks, Jason. If there's anything you'd heard today that you'd like to learn more about, there's links to everything along with links to the full calendars on our podcast page at lps.org/podcast. And I even double-checked those calendar links this week to make sure that I was telling you the truth on that, and they're there, so click away. Also, if you'd like to subscribe and get notified each week when we push up a new episode, you can find us on your favorite podcast service, and links to all of those are also at lps.org/podcast. And that is all the time we have for today. Thank you for joining us here at Stories from Lincoln Public Schools.